It's Friday the 19th of June 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. Throughout the month of June, I'm taking part in the Audio Mo Challenge, where I'm trying to record a piece of audio every day. And the way that I'm choosing to do this challenge is that I'm using my audio blog to talk through the pictures that I take each day whilst I'm working on my Photo a Day project as well. So, if you like, I'm giving you little daily glimpses into my life through the stories behind the photos that I take each day. Today is quite an unusual day because the photo that I've shared and I've chosen to be my photo of the day today is a photo of me. And I don't take photos of myself very often. I'm much more about taking photos of my kids or my family or the activities we do rather than me myself. But today was a special day because I had a haircut. And that sounds really funny to say that, doesn't it? I haven't had a haircut for quite a while. And I think it's because one of those things, I'm blessed with lovely hair. I'm blessed with ginger hair, which is naturally curly. And naturally, because it's curly, I don't have to do an awful lot with it. You know, I am careful about the products I wash it with and the products I use for styling it, but I have learned over the years how best to look after my hair, and most of the time it's just best to leave it to do its own thing, which consequently means I don't have to get it cut on a regular basis. I, you know, I have it styled, you know, I wear it long anyway, and it doesn't matter if it grows another few inches. It doesn't really look that different. And so to me, a haircut is a bit more of a luxury than an essential, which means that, you know, if we're feeling a little tight on cash one month or whatever, I'll just say, okay, well, I won't have my haircut this month. And, you know, haircuts, because again, I don't have a lot of hair treatments or hair colouring or blow drying or any kind of styling, my haircuts aren't hugely expensive, but I guess because I think of them as a luxury, I do tend to go without them quite often. But my hair has consequently got longer and longer and longer, and eventually I thought, right, you know, I'm just going to get the haircut booked in. I'm not going to worry about whether I've got the money for it or not at the time, because if I think about it too much, I'll decide I can't afford it. But okay, I'll just book it in and I'll do it. So today I went to the hairdressers, and because of the length of time it's been since my last haircut, I asked them to take off about 4 inches from the length, which is quite a lot. So that kind of shows how long it has been since I had it cut. I usually wear it just below, I have it just below my shoulder line, and it was comfortably down to the middle of my back, so a lot needed to come off, and it just needed a little bit of overall shaping and thinning out. I'm funny with hairdressers. It takes me a long time to find a hairdresser that I like, and the hairdresser I've got at the moment I really, really like, and she is experienced at cutting curly hair, and she cuts my hair really well. I like what she does with it, but you know, I've been to a number of different hairdressers over the years who really didn't know how to deal with my curly hair and would end up trying to blow dry it or straighten it or do stuff with it that it just really doesn't respond well to. So now I have this arrangement with my hairdresser now whereby I'll turn up, she cuts it, and she always offers me and says, do you want it styled or anything? I'm like, no thank you, I'm just going to go straight home and go in the shower, and I'm going to style it the way that I always style it. So yeah, she kind of understands me, and she cuts it really well. So I'm really happy with my hairdresser, which is always good. But yeah, so I had my hair cut, and then I couldn't share a picture of the haircut straight away, because obviously when it's cut, it gets all combed through, and as it dries, it gets all frizzy and horrible, and it just doesn't look good. So I had my hair cut, and I dashed home, and I went in the shower, and I did all my usual styling, and then wrapped it in a towel, as I do for as long as I possibly can, because the longer I can leave it wrapped up in a towel after I've washed it, the curlier it goes. And eventually, when it was time for the school run, it was like, okay, I'm going to have to take the towel off my head now. And so yesterday evening, after it had all dried out and sorted itself out, I did take a picture. I took a selfie, a picture of myself with my new hairstyle, and that is my picture of the day. So still got the fabulous colour, still got the fabulous curls, but it is about 4 inches shorter. It comes to just below my shoulder line when it's dried and bounced up with the curls. And it's looking good, though I say it myself. I'm very pleased with it, and I'm very pleased that I did finally get myself a haircut, and I'm vowing now to not leave it so long until the next one. We'll see how that works out, but there we go. So my photo of the day today, which is part of the cover art of this boo, is my new shorter hair, and it's me posting a rare selfie. So there we go. Thank you for listening. This is my Audiomo entry for Audiomo Day 19th of June. And I will be back talking to you again very soon, no doubt. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.